tuning in to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. The UN Humanitarian Office says another 200,000 people have fled northern Gaza in less than 10 days as Israeli ground forces battle Hamas militants around hospitals where patients, newborns, and medics are stranded with no electricity and dwindling supplies. Dr. Margaret Harris is with the World Health Organization.
Most hospitals have closed. We've got 60% at least not, you know, close their doors, not able to function. Of the 15 remaining hospitals, they're under massive strain. They can only provide really limited emergency services. They've got shortages of water, food, and of course, fuel.
She calls it the most grim thing she's seen in her career. Following criticism about some of the gifts accepted in the past, the 9 Supreme Court justices have all signed a new code of conduct outlining what they should and should not do ethically. This is ABC News. A White House report says climate change is getting worse in every part of the United States.
The president plans to spend another $6 billion in programs to help make cities more resilient to climate change. That will include improving the electric grid, upgrading water systems, and reducing flood risk. Most of that money coming from the bipartisan Infrastructure Law and Inflation Reduction Act. The report also says climate impacts across the U.S. are worse everywhere, from heat waves to wildfires.
ABC's Andy Field. The holiday travel season is ramping up with Thanksgiving just over a week away. The TSA is expecting to screen 30 million passengers between November 17th to the 27th, up 10% from last year. Seismic activity has slowed down slightly in Iceland, where thousands of people have been forced to evacuate due to concern about a volcanic eruption. About 900 earthquakes have been detected on Iceland's southwest peninsula since Sunday. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and copays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 96 people in Wisconsin died from domestic violence last year. That's the highest number in 22 years. Those numbers are from the group End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Some social workers tell the State Journal they're worried the situation will get worse with looming cuts to federal victim resource funding. There might be trouble ahead for efforts to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee. The state Senate votes Tuesday on an amended bill to pay for maintenance at American Family Field. But as of Monday night, not enough senators support it to pass. Democratic Minority Leader Melissa Agard.
We believe that we can improve upon the bill, and we're going to continue doing everything that we can to make sure that the state of Wisconsin is getting the best deal possible.
That's Agard on Upfront on WISN-TV in Milwaukee. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
This is a friendly reminder that winter parking restrictions begin on November 1st. From October 25th to October 31st, officers will be placing reminder notices on any vehicles parked on city streets that would be in violation of this ordinance on or after November 1st. We hope the reminders will encourage everyone to start parking off-street now to form a habit and avoid the issuance of a citation on or after November 1st. Please call the department if you have any questions.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Timothy Tim Lee Salisbury, age 70 of Phillips, passed away on Friday, October 6th, of complications from a stroke that he had in April of 2018. He is survived by his wife, Lynn, by his 3 sons, Todd, of Hillsboro, Wisconsin, by Travis of Oshkosh, and by Troy of Wanakee. Survived also by 8 grandchildren, along with his siblings, John of Idaho Falls, Idaho, Jeff of Abbotsford, by Mary Jo Palmore of Tucson, Arizona, and by Carol Roman of Porta, Pennsylvania. Atenco, Sonora, Mexico. Survived also by several sisters-in-laws, nieces, and nephews. A celebration of life for Tim will be held next summer, 2024. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Timothy Tim Lee Salisbury, age 70, of Phillips. Irvin H. Engel, age 97, of Butternut, passed away peacefully on November 10th with his daughter by his side. He is survived by his six children, Perry Engel of Plover, Wisconsin, Doug Engel of Bourne, Texas, by Dawn Engel of Park Falls, by Craig Engel of Bourne, Texas, and by Cindy Engel of South Lake, Texas, and by Scott Engel of Saratoga Springs, Utah. Survived also by 14 grandchildren, by four great-grandchildren, by his brother, Donald Engel of Fort Atkinson, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A private family service will be held. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Irvin H. Engel, age 97, Butternut.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Menards 11% sale ends Thanksgiving Day. Add insulation to your home with Owens Corning Foamular Insulation Panels. Walls, floors, and basements. Foamular insulation can create a more comfortable living space while reducing your energy costs. Look for the pink panels in store and save today. Save 11% now on all insulation products at Menards. Stores close Thanksgiving, but 11% off remains in effect on Menards.com. Savings are mail-in rebates and exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. High temperatures warming up into the mid-50s for today under partly to mostly cloudy skies, plus some gusty south winds increasing to 15 to 25. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s. For Wednesday, lots of sunshine with highs up to 53. Thursday, mostly cloudy, mid-50s for high temperatures, breezy south winds 15 to 25. Chance for rain snow mixture Thursday night, but clearing out for your Friday, trending colder in the mid-30s. And for your Saturday, reaching a high of 39. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 42.
Panasia Oino Market, located in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin, is here to serve you. Market owner April Harshman welcomes any suggestions for additional ethnic foods, especially items to carry in her store, like newly in stock professional cooking woks available in 28 and 32 ounce capacity, plus rice cookers just in time for the fall to make your pan set noodles along with other ethnic dishes. Adding new foods and special items all the time, like super soft warm blankets to cozy up with on those cool fall nights, and super soft premium non-slip carpets by La Casa available in a variety of colorful designs. Plus all your favorite luncheon meats, snacks, pastas, fruits, fish, and more at Panasia Oino Market, open Monday through Saturday until 8 and Sundays till 6 in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Welcoming NEB and Food Share customers.
Welcome to What If, the show where I, Jake from State Farm, answer your insurance what ifs. We've got a call from Millie. What's up?
Hi, Jake. What if, hypothetically, a moose gets mad at my car and rams into my windshield? Hypothetically.
Oh, just file a claim on the app. At State Farm, we're there for your what ifs.
Great, but what if the moose eats my phone? Hypothetically.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. In the NFL, a second-chance field goal makes the difference for the Denver Broncos over the Buffalo Bills.
Will Lutz's field goal attempt as time expired was the difference as Denver outlasted Buffalo 24-22. Lutz had actually missed, but the Bills were flagged for having too many men on the field. Lutz then connected from 36 as time expired. The Bills turning the ball over four times in this game. Quarterback Josh Allen says he's still confident.
Again, we've done it before and know we can do it. It's just a matter of doing it.
Buffalo falling to 5-5 on the season. The Broncos raise their record to 4-5. I'm Gene Battaglia.
In the NHL, winners included Edmonton and Colorado. Top 25 men's college basketball winners last night included number 2 Purdue, 3rd ranked Arizona, number 4 Houston, number 12 Miami, as well as number 14 Arkansas. This is SRN Sports. In the NBA, a big second half sparked the Boston Celtics past the New York Knicks in an Eastern Conference clash.
Jason Tatum scored 35 points, and the Celtics pulled away from the Knicks in the second half for a 114-98 win. Jaylen Brown added 22 points for Boston in its third straight win.
Games like this are fun, you know, toughing it out, using our physicality, you know what I mean, and figuring it out down the stretch, and I think that's what we did tonight.
The Celtics took the lead for good on 3 Kristaps Porzingis free throws late in the third quarter. Jalen Brunson scored 26 points and Julius Randle 25 for the Knicks, who had their 3-game winning streak snapped. Geffen Kulbaugh, Boston.
Other winners were Toronto, Milwaukee, and Sacramento. Major League Baseball, Baltimore Orioles infielder Gunnar Henderson and Arizona Diamondbacks outfielder Corbin Carroll were both unanimous selections for the Rookie of the Year awards. This is SRN Sports.
The Bucks beat the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Chicago Bulls 118-109. Packers quarterback Jordan Love was in attendance and witnessed a few milestones. Giannis with 35 points hit his 500th career three-pointer. Chris Middleton added 13 to become the Bucks' 5th all-time leading scorer, surpassing Michael Redd. Middleton after the game.
I mean, first, salute to Michael Redd. I mean, he's been a mentor of mine since I've came to Milwaukee, took over his number a little bit, but he's been a great person to reach out to time to talk to.
Baseball reports say the Brewers are looking to promote bench coach Pat Murphy as their next manager. In Chicago, Craig Counsell introduced as the new manager of the Chicago Cubs. Counsell says he'd been thinking about leaving the Brewers almost 2 years.
Thought that a new challenge was where I had to push myself. Really, it's about growth.
As Craig Counsell with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I've been doing stand-up comedy since I was 24 years old. I am now 40. Thank you for cheering for that part. I'm getting older. I'll be honest, having a hard time with it. I thought I was going to be the girl that no matter what age I was just going to embrace it. Like, that's me. Yes, queen. Yes. Turns out that's something you say in your 20s. Then you get to your 40s and you're like, ooh, no, queen. What happened? Oh, no, that's too much eyelid. It's scary getting older. It's scary for women getting older. Because men, if you get gray hair, that's sexy. That's salt and pepper. Hey. Women, we get gray hair and it's like, oh. What happened? That's not fair. I gotta start changing some things about my life. I can't keep shopping at the same stores I used to shop at. Like Forever 21? No, you're not. Turns out that was a lie. I cannot be in line behind some 21-year-old buying the same dress as her. She's out here living her best life. I'm trying to remember to take my vitamins.
Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and it's never too early to get a turkey. Stop by Turkey Town. We only sell entire turkeys. Get our 12-pound turkey for just $99.99 or our 15-pound turkey for $300. Unfortunately, we don't sell many turkeys throughout the rest of the year, so our prices are a tad high. So we have to offset our annual loss with a slight increase. And don't forget all the trimmings. Get candied yams, stuffing, and cranberry sauce down the street at the grocery store. We only sell turkeys. It's Turkey Town. We only sell turkeys. What a horrible business model. Stop by today. What were we thinking?
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's time to get up.
I like their morning show. This is something to wake you up right in the morning.
98Q Country.
That old familiar meant to kill your middle finger. Rearview mirror supposed to make a country boy sad. Should be in my recliner, whiskey typing up one-liners, crying, trying to get you back. Yeah, I know how that country song goes. I'm supposed to be hard, bro. But I got a beer in my hand, and I got it raised up high. I ain't gotta give it my damn right. I can do this all night. Country done came to town. This town don't stand a chance. Up out the deer stand.
98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
You boys ever met a real country girl? I'm talking true blue. Out in the woods. Down home. Country.
Jason Aldean there. 41 right now on our way to 55. A windy day. Today will be the breeziest day of the week with temperature with wind gust approaching, 20, 25 plus. Let me see. I thought it was more than that. Hang on here. I got the wrong day. Temperature south, the temperature 55, wind southwest 13 to 32 is what they tell us today. So we'll be moving around out there. Hope your Tuesday has some good things going for it. The mild, wimpy weather will continue here for a couple more days, and the deer hunting opener looks right around 40 or so, not crazy cold, and actually 40 is pretty close to normal, I guess, for this time of the year. Tonight, very special night at the Butternut Gym. Jerzy Polinchek's going to be scoring, well, we anticipate, her 1,000th point, so congratulations to Jerzy, and that's quite an accomplishment for high school basketball players, so... Jerzy, go get it, finish it up there. We'll have coverage of high school sports coming up for you all winter long. We've got hockey, we got basketball, boys, girls, featuring athletes from all around the Northwoods. We're going to be at the Park Falls campus tonight. of Shawamigan, Mercerette Shawamigan Girls. And we're going to tap that tonight at 7 o'clock. Steve Gentland will be there and bring you the call of that game, I think closer to 7:15. They usually like to do JV at 5:45 and the varsity at 7:15. Get there early because sometimes things change. So that's tonight, our debut of high school sports. We've got a sports schedule, which will be up, but I was just looking at it. It's not working right now, but upcoming sports games, our local ones, Brewers, Packers, Bucks, whatever's in season at 98QCountry.com. Bucks getting a win last night. They don't quite seem to have it all together. I mean, what you would anticipate Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo would bring together. That dominance is not there yet, but everybody's hoping, Bucks fans are hoping that they'll build, they'll figure it out. And, of course, the supporting cast behind them is very important, too, to play a little defense and to, you know, understand the whole thing there. So, I'm pretty confident, I think Bucks fans are pretty confident, that if Lillard and Giannis stay healthy, that it's still going to be a pretty good year for the Bucks. The Bucks have a busy week. They're back in action again Wednesday. They're back in action again on Friday. We're kicking off our Deer Hunters Roundup season with a special show Friday night. The hunt is on Friday night after the Bucks from 9 to 11. It's one of our civic media gurus is put this together. There's comedy, there's music, there's all kinds of stuff Friday night from 9 to 11. And we will be here doing what we normally do on Saturday. Now, I want to tell you right now, Saturday, the opener, our Deer Hunters Roundup opener is going to be a little early because we got the Bucks happening Saturday night. So we're going to go 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. We're going to get you 3 hours of just hanging out, talking hunting, taking your phone calls. Saturday, 4 to 7, the Deer Hunters Roundup a little bit early. The schedule for this year, again, there's just a couple of days in there. We're running a little earlier, a little later because of our coverage of the Milwaukee Bucks and such. So check out the complete schedule at 98QCountry.com under the Deer Hunters Roundup. I tell you what, every year it seems like we take it to another level as far as prizes and stuff that we give away. And this year is no exception as the prizes are rolling in already. A couple of them listed on the website, but they'll be updated here in the next few days. So check back on that. What else here? King Charles is 75 today. King Charles. Today, it is weird to have a king, isn't it? I mean, all of us pretty much have lived our lives with the queen who passed away. So King Charles, 75 today. Today is National Pickle Day. Love a pickle. A little lunch, a little sandwich for lunch, maybe a couple of chips, and a little pickle on the side. A little pickle on the side, always good. So today is National Pickle Day. When you think about it, it's a pretty big deal. All that way just for that. Cabbage Patch Kids, baseball cards, Nerf basketballs, Nerf footballs, all inducted into the Toy Hall of Fame. Cabbage Patch Kids, baseball cards, Nerf, and Fisher-Price Corn Popper. All inducted into the Toy Hall of Fame. Toy Hall of Fame. Still waiting for the cardboard box to go in there. That's you get a 1 or 2 year old at Christmas time and you get them, oh, look, we got you this fancy little present here for $89. And then they climb in the box. A new study finds that Chicago is the city with the worst traffic. The worst traffic, the city of Chicago. So you combine that with the fact that it's one of the worst cities with rats. And you drive through Chicago, you may be bumper to bumper with a large rodent. I was through there a few weeks ago, and I think that's what I was bumper to bumper with, actually. So good for Chicago. We're happy for you. We've got Reality Radio tomorrow. As always, if your group, nonprofit group, has an event going on, let us know about it. Drop off a brochure at the radio station. Email it to us, wcqm@civicmedia.us. You can mail it to us, Box 309, Park Falls. But get us your information. We'll be glad to help promote it.
talk about it. Do we do that on reality radio tomorrow? There's a lot of events. I've got about four or five events already people have let us know about that are going on that we'll kind of focus in on after we get through the whole Thanksgiving thing. We give you twice an hour news updates here in the morning show. Let's get to it now.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. The UN Humanitarian Office says another 200,000 people have fled northern Gaza in less than 10 days as Israeli ground forces battle Hamas militants around hospitals where patients, newborns, and medics are stranded with no electricity and dwindling supplies. Dr. Margaret Harris is with the World Health Organization.
Most hospitals have closed. We've got 60% at least not, you know, close their doors, not able to function. Of the 15 remaining hospitals, they're under massive strain. They can only provide really limited emergency services. They've got shortages of water, food, and of course, fuel.
She calls it the most grim thing she's seen in her career. Following criticism about some of the gifts accepted in the past, the 9 Supreme Court justices have all signed a new code of conduct outlining what they should and should not do ethically. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Leaders with the universities of Wisconsin are urging lawmakers to release $32 million. They released a plan last week to bolster degree programs to prepare graduates for key jobs, but Republicans still want cuts to diversity offices. UW System President Jay Rothman says a deal's a deal.
We're taking the legislature at their word. They said this was focused on workforce development, and I think everyone in the state of Wisconsin can look at this and say, this is good for our state.
That's Rothman on Capital City Sunday on Channel 27 in Madison. A former Milwaukee police officer is acquitted of homicide charges. A Milwaukee jury on Friday found former officer Michael Mattioli not guilty in the 2020 death of Joel Acevedo. Mattioli says he was only trying to control Acevedo with a chokehold after a fight. He says he acted in self-defense. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks beat the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Chicago Bulls 118-109. Packers quarterback Jordan Love was in attendance and witnessed a few milestones. Giannis, with 35 points, hit his 500th career three-pointer. Chris Middleton added 13 to become the Bucks' fifth all-time leading scorer, surpassing Michael Redd. Middleton after the game.
I mean, first, salute to Michael Redd. I mean, he's been a mentor of mine since I've came to Milwaukee, took over his number a little bit, but he's been a great person to reach out to from time to talk to.
Baseball reports say the Brewers are looking to promote bench coach Pat Murphy as their next manager. In Chicago, Craig Counsell introduced as the new manager of the Chicago Cubs. Counsell says he'd been thinking about leaving the Brewers almost 2 years.
Thought that a new challenge was where I had to push myself. Really, it's about growth.
That's Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Lori.
Lori, Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing good, but I heard you've got some great neighborhood news for us today, Lori. What do you got for us here?
I do, Joel. I found a ranch-style home situated on a large lot with mature trees on First Avenue South here in Park Falls. The home consists of a spacious living room, dining room, kitchen, full bath with 2 sinks, and 4 bedrooms. All of the bedrooms have carpet and closets. The basement is blocked with a utility room, including a toilet, sink, and shower. The maintenance-free composite deck overlooks the large backyard, and the one-car garage is attached. This home is located on an ATV trail. Call Northwoods Realty today.
All right, Lori, thank you so much. We'll check in again later. For more neighborhood news, have a great day.
You too, Joel. Thank you. Bye-bye.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Introducing...
This is Eric Church.
The notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life with me.
Your station is great. I love you guys.
98Q Country.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. High temperatures warming up into the mid-50s for today under partly to mostly cloudy skies, plus some gusty south winds increasing to 15 to 25. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s. For Wednesday, lots of sunshine with highs up to 53. Thursday, mostly cloudy, mid-50s for high temperatures, breezy south winds 15 to 25. Chance for rain snow mixture Thursday night, but clearing out for your Friday, trending colder in the mid-30s. And for your Saturday, reaching a high of 39. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 42.
On air at 98.3. Online at 98QCountry.com.
Got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience. Just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He live with a bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life. I said somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. Lay out before
know if you were looking at me or not. You probably smile like that all the time. I don't mean to bother you, but I couldn't just walk by and not say hi. And I know your name, cause everybody in here knows your name. You're not looking for anything right now, so I don't wanna come on strong. Don't get me wrong, your eyes are so intimidating. My heart is pounding, but it's just a conversation. No, girl, I'm not a wasted. You don't know me, I don't know you, but I want to. And I don't want to steal your freedom. I don't want to change your mind. I don't have to make you love me. I just want to take your time. I don't want to wreck your Friday. I ain't gonna waste my life. I don't have to take your heart. I just want to take your time. And I know it starts with hello, and the next thing you know, you try to be nice, and some guy's getting too close, trying to pick you up, trying to get you to run. And I'm sure one of your friends is about to come over here, cause she's supposed to save you from random guys that talk too much and wanna stay too long. It's the same old song and dance, but I think you know it well. You could've rolled your ass, told me to go to hell, could've walked away, but you're still here, and I'm still here. Come on, let's see where it goes.
There, 98Q Country. Get you another news update coming up at the top of the hour. Deer Hunters Roundup gets going this weekend. Special Friday night show. The hunt is on after Bucks basketball from 9 to 11. I think you'll appreciate more of a regional type. It's featuring country artists from around the country and Wisconsin, and Wisconsin host. So it's going to be a couple of hours. You'll probably be up late Friday night anyway with the guys and gals and stuff. So we'll be here from 9 to 11 after the Bucks game. We'll kick off our Deer Hunters Roundup Saturday with a little earlier and longer edition due to Bucks basketball Saturday. 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. we'll have the Deer Hunters Roundup on. And what's nice about the Roundup this year is if you're still out in the woods, put your earbuds in and you can listen at 98Q at the 98Q Country app. All you have to do is just go to your Play Store on your phone and search for Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. And when you download that app, you'll see the 98Q and the 103.1, but 98.3 will be the one you want. And you can tap on that and you can listen on your phone. How about that? I don't know if you can listen on your phone and then also call on your phone. I don't know about that. But anyway, you can listen to the Roundup if you're running out and about. So, you know, plug into your phone with your earphone or just, scare the deer away. Put it on speaker, whatever you need to do there. Packers back in action on Sunday. They already had their bye week this year, right? They already did that. It's just you and the Packers the rest of the way now. And, Chargers coming in on Sunday. Not sure what to make of this team. They almost beat the Lions on Sunday. They had An incredibly productive offensive day against the Lions, but still lost in the last seconds. So Chargers and Packers at Lambeau Field Sunday at high noon. And we got it for you, of course, right here.
Here we go.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Be sure to go to our 98qcountry.com webpage. We're building that Deer Hunters Roundup site there with all kinds of prizes, sponsors, and schedules at 98qcountry.com.
When you say I love you, before you hang up the phone, when you buy her favorite wine on your way home, when you kiss her in the kitchen, when you kiss her on the street, when you kiss her when she's still asleep, it matters to her.
Hanging on a tree. best part. We didn't have a towel, didn't have dry clothes. She was smiling, saying, hold me, I'm cold. We made a blanket out of that song. Dress and the radio won't even let me tell you the rest.
If this goes south, what if I mess you up?